there are a lot of young people who are having to interrupt their educations because they can't afford school. And it's one thing, I guess, if we hear, you know, all kinds of economic indicators, you know, on the news and you hear news stories, but then you can actually tangibly see the impact of the economy when you look at who's in your classroom and who's not. We've been getting more and more questions about the Great Depression and Franklin Roosevelt, and, you know, usually it's the kind of abstract thing that, you know, you talk about and people go, oh yeah, that's nice. But now people are really interested in knowing, you know, what the Depression was. And just more recently, I got a question from one of my colleagues, and we were actually talking about investigating this in terms of how colleges managed during the Great Depression. And offhand, I said I didn't know. I was like, but it's a very interesting question for us to look into. So it's directly leading to, I guess, scholarly inquiry. You know, what did these institutions do, especially the historically black colleges? How did we survive during the Great Depression?